Chapter 10. Winnie's Revenge. Hearing these words, Winnie ran into the kitchen, took a plate from the table and threw it against the wall. It seemed the only thing she could do with the anger and pain that she felt. Then she sat down on a chair, breathing heavily, her legs and arms shaking. She said aloud several times, "It can't be true! It can't be true!" Verloc and Heat continued to talk in the living room. Verloc looked down at the floor and tried to explain himself. "The boy was mentally retarded, Heat. I thought that if the police caught him, he would have been sent to a mental hospital, not to a prison."
"He may have been mentally retarded, but you're crazy," Chief Inspector Heat shouted.
He opened the living room door and left the flat. Verloc was sure that Winnie had heard enough of the conversation to know that Stevie was dead. He took a deep breath and walked into the kitchen.
"I didn't think the boy would be killed," he said. "Believe me, I was very upset. After the bombing, I sat for hours in a beer hall, trying to think of the best way to tell you."
Winnie didn't look at Verloc.
"We practiced during our walks," Verloc continued. "All he had to do was walk with the bomb to the observatory, put it near the door, and meet me near the train station. The bomb was supposed to explode half an hour later. By then we would be on a train back to Michaelis."
Winnie covered her eyes with her hands and said nothing.
"He must have fallen, and that made the bomb explode," Verloc said. "Winnie! Look at me!" "I never want to look at you again!" Winnie shouted.
Verloc was losing patience.
Why couldn't she understand? "It was an accident!" "By the way, Winnie, you're partly responsible too. If you hadn't asked me to take Stevie with me on my walks, I wouldn't have thought of asking him to help me. Also, don't forget that you're the only reason the police found me. You wrote her address in Stevie's coat." "That's a terrible thing to say. You're a monster," Winnie cried.
"There's something you don't know about me," Verloc said, paying no attention to her words. "I'm a secret agent for a foreign embassy. I've worked for them for many years, since long before we got married. That's how we've always had enough money, even when business was bad in the shop. About a month ago, the new first secretary at the embassy, a terrible man named Vladimir, told me I would lose my job if I didn't bomb the observatory. Do you understand now?"
"Oh, Winnie, I'm so tired."
Winnie listened to her husband and thought, "This man killed my brother, and now he wants me to feel sorry for him? It's Stevie I feel sorry for." She remembered how she used to comfort Stevie after their father beat him. She thought about how Stevie had cried just a few days before when the cab driver had whipped the horse. Then she imagined Stevie's body in pieces in the park. Suddenly she felt strong and very calm. As Verloc lay down on the sofa, exhausted, Winnie took a big knife out of the drawer and went back into the living room, holding the knife at her side. "Come here, my dear," her husband said, and held out a hand to her. "Yes," Winnie said quietly as she walked towards the sofa. Very quickly, before Verloc had time to begin to comprehend what she was going to do, she pushed the knife deep into his chest with all her strength. Winnie let go of the knife, then stood for a moment and watched her husband's blood flow onto the floor.